everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 8:14 is Brock. All righty. All righty. Good morning. Brock, Hunter, how you doing, you ace?
What's up? Yeah, it's good, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
No, actually, good. Let me be honest with you. I'm sore. I'm sore, and I got to fantastic sleep last night, but it wasn't enough. I don't know. It's just sleep. I love the tent. I was sleeping in over the weekend. Don't get me wrong. There's something about that comfortable bed, man. It's going to be a nice day, but I might find that bed for 30 more minutes at some point.
A quick little midday siesta. Nothing wrong with that. Now you open the windows, it's like being outside. It's fine. Close enough.
Yeah. Don't feel as bad. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, I think I'm a little bummed that the weekend is over. It was nice. Mm-hmm. We obviously did some social distancing camping this weekend, which is good about being in the outdoors, is that you can keep your distance from people while still being around people, which is good. So I'm a little bummed that it's over. Obviously, I'd love to spend more time in the woods in my camper fishing and drinking and sitting by the fire. But we're back at it. We got to get a paycheck so we can go do those things. So it's all right. We'll be okay.
When you got back yesterday, did you have a drink?
I did. I just had a couple beers.
Me too. Me too.
I figured I might as well. It's still Memorial Day, so I should have a couple. But we grilled out when we got home, you know, because we had some leftover food. So we got the grill going and just really ended the three-day weekend the best way possible. And then we just kind of vegged around.
So yesterday, I did a show, and I told the listeners, I got a story for you guys, and I'll tell it tomorrow on the Plan B Morning Show. So here we go. Our friend, we were kayaking, socially distanced kayaking, right? Fishing, having a good old time, grand old time. Our buddy's girlfriend caught a fish. She pulls it in, and she holds it up. Hey, Brock, what is this? Oh, my God. She caught, like, a crappie.
Yeah, black
but
crappie.
But not only a crappie. Could be a state record crappie, right? It's huge. Dude, this fish was massive.
It wasn't a state record. Let me say that.
It might have been a world record crappie. And so this is what she does. Brock, come on over and help me out. So he does. And he kayaks over there. And, you know, she had to reach over and hand him the fish as far away as she could. And Brock grabs it. He's like, couldn't believe it in his eyes. Brock had this fish in his hands, and he's like, oh, my God. This is a world record crappie. And what does he do? What does Brock do? He drops it back in the water as he's trying to string it up. Son of a bitch.
I'm sorry. So, obviously, we wanted to do a fish fry, and earlier that day, I was slamming some bluegills, man. Hit some perch and everything, and I got a good start. I got three really nice bluegill, good-sized bluegill. I'm like, this is a great start. Man, we get 15, 20 more of these, we're going to have a great fish fry.
No state records.
And so I was really excited because crappie is great eating, man. You get those slabs. This was a slab. And, yes, I got it. I put it on the stringer. Well, if anybody who knows anything about fish, crappie have paper lips. I mean, you got to be super careful with these. If you have a live well, it's better. You know, even just a little fish cage.
Don't blame it on the fish's lips, for God's sakes.
I put it on the stringer, and before I ran it back through the little metal eyelet so it was nice
State
and secure.
Record.
That stringer went right through. Even the little metal eyelet went right through the lip of that crappie, and that thing fell right in the water, and my gut sank. I felt terrible.
Imagine how big your cookie sheet is you put in your oven. That's about how big this fish was. I'm telling you, a world record got away this weekend.
I felt so bad. I'm just like, Bree, I'm so sorry. There's nothing I could do.
No, she was like, it's okay. But she was kind of saying it through her teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
And she caught it, too. It was caught on this little tiny, like, dock demon pole that I have that I brought a bunch of poles so everyone could fish. And just pulling that thing up, I couldn't believe it. Ugh. Thanks for reminding me. I tried to put that out of my brain.
A hula hoop sized crappie. And you dropped it back into the water. Unbelievable.
It damn near sunk the boat. It was so big. Thanks.
She you think she was pissed?
I hope not. I would be. I would have. Oh, if it was me. See, she handled it so much better. I would have been cursing and just, oh, flipping over their boat. Like, are you serious? Come on. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So that was one of the many stories that happened over the weekend. Well, so throughout the week, I think we'll just keep.
We'll tell more.
There's some other things that happened, man.
I'm glad you started with that one. Thanks, Hunter. Well, all right. Let's get that. Could have been your WTF. Let's do your WTF.
Do you want
right
me to do it? Doing it in the woods one. You want me to do that one?
We'll do that one later. We'll do that one later.
Okay, all right.
All right. We'll do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
World record crappie. Guy. Oh, as always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
That's right. Go see them there in Hartford. Katie and the gang are there still serving you. If you got any questions, they do have drive-up curbside service available as well. Smith Indoor Garden taking care of you. Well, a guy named Jerry Brown is a captain with the fire department in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All right? Good old Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping across the plains. Anyway, back in March, he robbed a bank in Skiatook, Oklahoma. Skiatook, anyway, he wore a mask, but the employees were pretty sure they could identify him. It turns out that the bank that he goes to, it was his bank. So he robbed his bank. And they knew him from, quote, his muscular build and his walk. The cops were investigating, and then earlier this month, he robbed another bank. Between the two robberies, he stole almost $320,000. He was arrested last week. He's been with the Tulsa Fire Department since 2002. And after the arrest, he was put on leave, obviously.
Here, just a message to all you bank robbers out there. It's not 1902. You just can't pull it off anymore. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You can't just gallop up on a horse, put a little bandana over your face, and then rob the place, and then be fine. You know what I mean? It doesn't work that way.
We've had hundreds and hundreds of years to figure out the best way to do it, and there is none. Nobody's figured out a way. There's no secret way. You're just going to go to jail. You're going to get caught.
Yeah.
You know, you might have that money for a little. Here's the thing. If you get the money and you get it out of the, just go and spend it as fast as you can, because probably within the first 48, You're gonna go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not gonna end well. It's not gonna end well. Whether you're a fire captain or not. Just don't rob banks. Don't rob banks. I feel like we shouldn't have to say that. But this isn't Grand Theft Auto. This isn't, you know, Red Dead Redemption where you get to play a cowboy. It's real life and you will go to jail. All right.
If you tried to rob a bank and if you said anything, Brock, come on. What are you robbing us for? Get out of here.
Come on, Brock. It's just a bit for the radio. Just kidding. See you guys later.
Just kidding.
Just joking. All right. That's your WTF.